Agada Halakach Velibov, Daf Samach Aleph.
Kosev Machaber, Afilu Oni, and Mespanis Menat Stoko. Says in Shulchan Aruch, even an Oni that collects money from Stoko, Yimkar Mabushoi, he has to sell his clothing, Oi Yilva, Oi borrow money, Oi Yasu Atzmai, or who rent himself out as a worker in order to buy wine for Dalad Koisis. The reason given, by the way, is because Dalad Koisis is Pesume Nisa. And by Pesume Nisa, there's no din that you're an oinus, you can't afford it. You have to go out and sell even the clothing on your back in order to do the mitzvah Pesume Nisa. The Avninez is Masbir by Chanukah, because it's the same. The Rambam Tzushtel is this halacha to Chanukah too. The Chanukah also, in order to get Shemen for the neighbors, you have to do this. And Avinezer explains the pshat. In other words, why over here? Normally you'd say honest. Why is Pesume Nisa any different? So Avinezer says the pshat is because what's an honest? An honest is that Adam Sechman and Patrick. The Torah says, you've been honest, it's okay. What's the pshat? Pshat, as Hashem says, your machshav is good enough for me. The fact that you want to do it, since you've been honest, you can't do it. In your present situation, you're not mechuyev to sell the shirt off your back. The fact that you want it is enough. Your machshava is mitzvah. Your machshava is good enough. So zok davni neza. But when the mitzvahs are presume nisa, you can't say machshava is good enough, because all the machshava in the world isn't going to help the nisa have a piercing, like he says by Chanukah. You have the machshava, but soif kol soif, the guy in the street is not going to see any neiris. So if the goal, if the point of the mitzvah is nisa, so you have to go that extra mile. That's not the part of the din that he's talking about now, but that's just the background of this din. But that's a pesume nisa. That's a different. The point of the job is getting is for life, but it's not the special mitzvah pesume nisa. But yesh lahar. So he has a different kasha on this, in the way the mechaber set this up. What should be the order of things? The Chama says, sell your shirt, or borrow, or, you know, work. Or rent himself out, I guess, even like as an Eved or something. Yeah? So the order should be, first borrow, and then sell your shirt. L'chayra, seydu hafak me'am basak shalanu. L'chayra, what the Chama is saying is the opposite from what we would think. Ki l'chayra. If a person would ask you, hey, you're the paisik, he comes to ask you, what should I do? I need dalat kaisis. And you know the halach is, he has to get the money. So what would you first suggest? Borrow. Let's sell your shirt. Listen, you have something to borrow from that's going to trust you, that you have a way of paying it back. Borrow. Yeah, that's what you should. No, but seichir here doesn't mean
watch
like
it.
A work.
Watch it.
So, no. So obviously you can't. Obviously, he's not making enough money from working. No, obviously he's not making money from raising money already. Seicha means like to make himself an eved or something. Yeah, so he's borrow the money. Hadav v'yishinah yomrai oimim shilava kesef lo yom lo miyad shigimkar nelvushai. We wouldn't first say sell his shirt. So how come in Shulchan Aruch that's the first suggestion he makes? So he says a very a tif of art over here. It says, call in the abakaisis with Indian shalcheiris. Right? The abakaisis is to shalcheiris. Cheiris zel loy dim yoyne shalcheiris. It doesn't mean imaginary cheiris. Ella, shaman adam sarach liyos b'mato shaben chayrin. We have to be in a matzav of feeling like a ben chayrin, of being a ben chayrin, of knowing that we're ben chayrin. V'reiksev, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Evid loy v'li yishmal v'eh. The borrower is like an eved to the lender. Eved loy v'lish malveh. Why? Because he's constantly meshubit to him. So he says like this: Lava is kesef avor abakoisis. To borrow the money for the abakoisis, stira muchletas l'inyan achirish of abakoisis yayin. It goes directly against what the Indian is of having abakoisis, of having chiris. It's making yourself meshubit, evet loyvel ish malve, for a mitzvah that's supposed to make you not meshubit. Yeah, the love is kesef to borrow money avor dalat koisis. And to be meshuvah to this other guy is a hepecham atziyah shel cheres. That's the opposite of what real cheres is. Cheres is I'm only meshuvah to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what cheres is. Umemele, but some people think cheres is meshuvah to nobody. That's not true. Cheres is you're only meshuvah to the Ribono Shel Olam. Charis aluchas. Umemele dover vishin yim kois levushoy. That's why he says first sell your shirt, because that doesn't come with any shibudim. That's a sale. You have nothing to sell. Sell your shirt. I'm not going to have a shirt. Yeah, but you'll be free. If you can't do that, right? Yimkos lusha v'oshiyah b'rusha z'atzma yishiyah b'ben chorin. At least it'll be ben chorin. B'lil ishtabil afachad. If you can't do that, just sell your shirt because then you're meshubin. And the last thing, he doesn't speak this out, but I think this is what follows. The last thing is, if you can't do that, then sell yourself, which means even more meshubin. But, yeah, you know, that's why it's the last eight. That's why the Mechaber sets it up in this order. Bishmak? Okay. Pesach was man chereseinu b'li shur b'lishum devar gashmi. Pesach means as man chereseinu also means you're not meshubit to gashmias. Again, free. Freedom means I'm not meshubit, I'm not held down to devar gashmi. Rakula meshubit the Kodesh Baruch Hu zeh cheres. Ah! We're mechavin, that's what we just said a minute ago. When you're meshubit to Hashem and only Hashem, that's what it means to be free. The Russia does not understand that. Because he asks, see, all these are going into what the words Man Chereseinu mean, because we say it's Man Chereseinu in Kiddush. In other words, just to say why this is here. Yeah? The Russia doesn't get it. He asks, what's he asking? If you're free, so why are you avodim? Avoid azayis lechem. Why are you being oived if you're free? So im kein ene ben chayrin. If you're being oived, that means you're an eved. That means you're not free. Because that tolas harasha. This is the Rosh's mistake. She ene yedeh. He doesn't know ke avdus hakadosh baruch hu zeu shoyresh acheres. The root of being free is to be an eved to Hashem. A person that doesn't understand that is still in Golus Mitzrayim. He didn't get what the Geula is. He thinks the Geula is that he's totally free, answering to no one. A person like that is never free, because usually it happens with a person like that is he will become a Shobid to his Yitzhara or his Taiva or whatever it is. The root of being really Cheres is making yourself a Shobid Hashem and doing what Hashem wants, and then you're totally free in this world. Free meaning you're not tied down to anything that's holding you back. You're just going and growing. That's what he's saying. So that's another route to the Russia's mistake. Cheres oile, oh. Dav Dalet Bey Kufnun Vov. Yeah? Kufnun Vov is 156. Dalet Bey is 84. 156, 240. I'm sorry, Dalet Pa'amim Kufnun Vav. Cheres equals Kufnun Vav times 4. 156 times 4. That's what the word Cheres equals in Gematria. Dalet Pa'amim Sin. That means 4 times the word Sion. Because Sion is 156. It sounds like he's saying that there's a midpoint, there's a center to everything. And the center is really, that's what's connected to Hashem. Nekuda Panimius was Neshama is, the inside, not the Gashmius, and that place is connected to Hashem. And the four sides around that place are the Gashmius, the surface level of the world. And it takes all four sides and connects them to the Panimius, so then he's free. So, Kuf Mem Vav, yeah, so four times. Tzion, why is Tzion the Nekuda Panimis?
Obvious.
Ah, he means Eretz Yisrael, he means... It wasn't fit into this, though.
Zion,
ah,
is,
because
Zion
that's.
Zion is coming back. Zion is the.
Wasn't that just taking out of Mitzrayim?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the Gula really is, right? Because that's what the Gula really is. The Yitzias Mitzrayim is to come to Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela. Ah, meaning, okay, meaning like this. No, meaning. If you're stuck in freedom, just being freedom for freedom's sake, right, which is what the rush is saying, so then you don't view, so for you the whole idea is just to go out, that's the whole idea, go out, finish, that's the whole idea, that's the end of the story. True freedom means to go out, be able to do what you want, I'm not in heaven anymore, it's over. What we're saying is, no, that's not true freedom. True freedom is you came out in order to be meshabbat yourself to Hashem, right, which means that coming out of Mitzrayim is really to get there, it's Israel. Right. Very good. So that's so. What?
And there's a Tachana Bader, which is
what to get the Torah, right? Right. To get the Torah, and eventually to get Eretz Yisrael, right?
To get the handle.
So the four times Tzion, meaning the four times that you that true Panimistic understanding of what it means to be free, times four is real Cheres. Okay. Do all the.